So I thought, well, even in the Faculty of Engineering doing electrical communication, one can do contribute somewhat very basic. So I decided to go into graduate school and major in electrical communication. Actually, my bachelor's thesis was microwave oscillator.
Oh.
Yes, and that was very modern. My supervisor was late Professor Sakamoto, was a man of many talents, many fields. Actually, he was a pioneer in the medical electronics. Mm-hmm. One of the very early, he was talking. But he discouraged me that the speech communication may be interesting, but there are many, many new fields that require your activity. But I somehow stick to speech communication and had a chance to study while still at the graduate school to get Fulbright scholarship to study at MIT. And at MIT, of course, I looked for a supervisor, and Ken Stevens was looking for one. So immediately started working with Ken Stevens.
And what year was that?
1958.
1958, okay.
Right. And the first year as a full-time graduate student, but then he allowed me to continue with some Fulbright support, also part-time research assistant. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the Ken Stevens also had a very good connection with collaboration with linguist Maurice Halle.
Yes.
And more slightly more indirectly, but Roman Jakobson, mm-hmm. and younger Chomsky. Mm-hmm. But, and then also Gunnar Pant came also to MIT. So these are, I really found that in order to study speech very deeply, you just cannot be satisfied working on the acoustic aspect or engineering aspect. So that I got that MIT was a very good place to get to open my eye to interdisciplinary studies of human speech and language. That's
yes.
how I got into this field. And at MIT, of course, we had a very much easy access to the most up-to-date digital technology. The computer at research laboratory electronics was really the first research tool to do digital signal processing. There was not even a term called digital signal processing, but my dissertation or the master's thesis was the first use of digital computer for pitch extraction based on short-term autocorrelation. Of course, the work is not complete, and so it was followed and continued by Ben Gold at Lincoln Laboratory, and later by Larry Rabina, mm-hmm. who finally wrote a good program, but mine was what you call seminal work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, people no more know, but I started after taking a course with Novart, Wiener, and Yukui Lee, mm-hmm. autocorrelation function is established. Yes, with some pre-processing and post-processing.